Tonight it was 57 check-in so far, and we may have one or two more, but I think, well, you know, once we get done here, I'll probably end up securing the net, but I'll give one more call before we're done just to see. But right now we're sitting at 57 check-ins.
They're good. Some nets are happy with a dozen because they usually don't run that many. But this net has in the past run many more, maybe twice that. And, you know, for a time, right after Ray Allison passed, in his honor, we ran kind of a, well, the net controls at the time ran kind of a special appeal for check-ins. And I don't know, we got some that were over 100 check-ins. And it would go way up into the morning, you know, on a regular basis. And even, oh goodness, maybe 5 years or so ago, I would have a midnight net myself, more so around table. And we would get on there and talk till 3 a.m. Well, now, I'm a little older, and my days are arranged a little differently. Donna retired since she came along after. We've rearranged our life a little bit. You know how life gets in the way of such things.
I think I recanted the story a little while, or not recanted, recalled the story. You know, I used to kind of leave the radio, you know, HT sitting downstairs and watch TV, and Angie and the kids would maybe go to bed or something, and I would kind of, you know, it just like the fireside chat, I would just kind of drift off with the folks talking on the late night net, you know. Even years ago, I mean, this was 15 years ago. Gosh, I was trying to remember some of the calls. Bob, WUAD, Ray, you'd mentioned. I know you had gotten in there. In the recent years, you know, Earl would come by and talk, and the late night net, I'm missing a bunch of people. Those are just some of the call signs I remember. But, you know, I would kind of fall asleep to the net. Not that it was boring. It's just, you know, that comfortable, home, warm feeling, just listening to people talk and just kind of doze off. And, you know, that was always nice and comforting to just be able to know that there were folks out there just kind of talking. And if you wanted to talk, you were more than welcome to. So, but like you said, life kind of gets in the way sometimes. And ham radio is, you know, cyclic. You know, some people come and talk at that time of night, and some people, you know, and it kind of falls off, and then there'll be some people that come back. But like you said, just kind of ebbs and flows, which is, I guess, part of our hobby. So, you know, people come and go and come back to the same kind of cycle, if that makes sense. But, yeah, I used to enjoy the late nights for sure, but I've gotten to the point now where I don't get to listen quite as much as I used to, and I'm not sure why that is. It just seems like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we're talking to Ed, was just, you know, I'll look up, like, oh, man, it's been a week since I checked into the net. I don't know why that happens sometimes. Sometimes I'm just missing the time-wise. I look up 9:30 and the net's over sometimes on some of the shorter nights. But, yeah, I definitely have to do better. But, again, it's always nice to hear familiar voices.
I'm going to mention a couple more things and then give you an opportunity to jump out if you feel it like it. Two things. One, I get in a habit when I was with an AM radio, two type AM radio, on the bed, on the nightstand beside the bed there, and I would go to sleep listening or chasing a signal, you know, how they may have drifted and all. And that kind of thing stuck with me. And I would regularly, when the radio got better, a better radio was available, I'd sit there, and maybe it was FM by this time, and I would set it, and it wouldn't drift so badly. Oh, well, that was a pleasure. That was a real pleasure. Art Bell, if you remember Art, also a ham, back in the, oh, goodness, I don't know when he started, but in the early days, he would run a program on overnight called Coast to Coast. Now, that was on AM originally, and then it moved to FM. And then he did he kind of turned that over to somebody else, and he ran an additional thing called Midnight in the Desert. He moved out to, Arizona, maybe? He lived in the desert, and his radio station was in his house. And he did a national radio station, or national radio program from his house, because he was Art Bell. And he could do that. That program is still on the air. Coast to Coast is still on the air. Anyway, that's how I got. Now, when I was far enough along in life to, you know, maybe in my 60s or so, I remembered that I could remember, now, a lot of people don't have a memory that this long, but I do have one memory of taking a bottle when I was a baby. One memory. And it's a very clear memory, and I'm not making this up. I remembered hearing adults in the room, big people. That's how I thought of them then. I was thinking then. This is just amazing to me that I can recall this. So I was thinking the big people are making noise, and I like that noise. So I'll go to sleep listening to that noise. And it was kind of a droning sound. I don't think I understood the language that well, maybe not at all. And I could, it was kind of a droning thing that lulled me to sleep. How about that? KK4JPQ.
But, you know, again, my wife usually tries to go to sleep. I kid her a lot of times because she'll put on a show and then I won't be able to go to sleep, but she will. So I'll end up watching that same show 3, 4, 5 times because she'll put it on and then doze off. And then I can fall asleep, but then usually it'll wake me up, especially if it changes to a different narrator or something. So, again, I kind of kid her about that. But I think that was kind of the thing, too. I can kind of, you know, it depends on the voice and what's going on. I mean, I can't really watch, like, a Rambo movie, so to speak, but some of the historical documentaries, for sure. But I think I had the same issue, that voice kind of droning you to sleep. And again, it's not a boring voice, it's a comforting voice. So it's just, you know, again, it's probably too much information, but, you know, it sounds safe and secure to hear those voices that you're familiar with to be able to help you nod off a little bit, I think is how it works for me.
Of course, people have since, you know, within our lifetimes, people have conducted so many sleep studies that they know a great deal more about that fine line between consciousness and asleep and what goes on. Because some people have a lot of trouble, you know, and only with a study can you hook up people to machines, you know, and check their alpha waves or whatever. I don't know much about it. I don't mean to imply that I do, but I think the reason that human beings are as curious as we are is that we're not all the same. And some of us do have trouble with a simple thing like falling asleep. And they can go days. And that makes for a very unhappy camper. Yeah. So then that information, once gathered, is distributed to everybody. It is proof positive that, and you know what I'm talking about, it's proof positive that we're not all made up the same. That can't be taken for granted. We're unique. Each and every one of us special, one you'd say. KK4JPQ.
I've never actually taken those a particular sleep study, but I have talked to people. And, of course, I had a neighbor across the street do one, and, you know, they told him to prep him and all this stuff, and they're like he came over like 9 or 10 o'clock, and then they hooked all the leads up or whatever, and he basically got to sleep for like 15 minutes, and they sent him home. And he's like, what was the purpose of that? And they're like, well, we got all the data we needed. And he's like, it's the worst night of sleep I ever got. He's like, I don't know what they were trying to do. So we kind of joked about that, but I don't know what the results of his sleep study was. But basically, you know, it was, we used to joke that they were supposed to help him get better sleep, and the diagnosis part of it, trying to figure out what was going on with him, was the worst sleep he had ever gotten. So I thought it was kind of counterintuitive. Anyway, but I, everybody will say that, you know, sleep is when that's your body's time to heal and recover and recuperate from the day or from, and I mean, you can tell if you don't feel good or something is bothering you and you don't get a good night's sleep, it does impact you. And, you know, it just kind of grows, snowballs on top of each other. And, you know, you can tell, I can tell myself, you know, I'll be grumpier in the morning if I don't get good sleep. So that trying to get to sleep and being able to sleep soundly definitely helps for sure. And but like you said, everybody's different. Everybody has different requirements and different ways they sleep and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I just like to kid my wife a lot of times about her way of going to sleep, because, again, I know I'm going to get questions about the show she was watching when she went to sleep that I got to finish while she fell asleep halfway through.
It'd be frustrating if you really were trying to pay some attention and you got to the ragged edge of drowsy and decided to just give it up. Now, whatever your program material was, that just went on, perhaps. It's why the radio works for me. It is sound. I've tried the little sleep machines. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. They have various sounds. A babbling brook is one sound I recall trying to use. Even a fan. They used to have fans you could sit on the table. Had a short base. Not, you know, a tall floor model, but a short-based fan. And my folks, they were mill workers, and they slept during the day, depending on their shift, you know. And they needed all the help they could get. They darkened the windows so that the daylight, which is bright daylight at 3 in the afternoon, right? And to keep the noise out of, I'm thinking it just drowned out the other noises of human activity, which is all around you during the daytime. The nighttime is definitely quieter, for sure. So they would take that fan and put a grocery bag. They used to, and some, I think there are still some paper bags that you can get at some grocery stores. They haven't all gone to plastic. Well, that sat there. Now, the fan was just on for the sound. I thought it was fascinating when I was a child and didn't understand. But now that I'm an adult, been through some help falling asleep or staying asleep, so I've tried the sleep machines, and I've tried, but still, I have a table radio. Sits right here, and I turn that on low. So low, I cannot clearly hear what's being said. I can't get drawn into the conversation, or I can't get interested in what they're talking about. It's just the sound, the droning sound of the human voice. Yeah, with that little bit of my life, I'll let you go. It's past 11, and this is a recent record for me. It's been my pleasure to be here, and you ran a real good night. And you said that was 57 check-ins. I'm going to write that in my log. This is KK4JDQ. I'm clear.
Okay, Larry, yeah, it's 57 check-ins, and one quick comment, like you said, my problem, I think, is, you know, Angie can kind of disassociate what she's watching to be able to fall asleep. But my problem is normally she'll watch something I'll get interested in, and it keeps me awake is part of the problem. But, you know, we've been married for 30, so I need to go back and do my math, 31 years now, 32. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in trouble if she hears me. But I got to do my math to know for sure. But, you know, again, I like to kid her about it. But, you know, I fall asleep just about anywhere, anytime if I need to take a nap or something. So it's not her fault. I just get interested and want to be able to provide her the details. But, again, enjoyed it for sure. Definitely appreciate that you coming back and making a few comments, because, like I say, initially I didn't have anybody signed in for comments, and then Ed came back and we had a good conversation and you came back. So I think we definitely had the opportunity for anybody to check in that wanted to. So definitely enjoyed it, and we'll go ahead and give one final call here before we sign out. But definitely enjoyed it and look forward to talking to you again soon. Definitely have to do it first chance we get.
Well, just one last note, 31 years ago, on the 15th of this month, which is not that many days away, Donna and I were married. So, isn't that a coincidence? We've got a wedding anniversary coming up in just a little bit. Talk to you later. Thank you again for calling the net tonight, Michael. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Early happy anniversary to you and Miss Donna. Definitely pass on that to her if you would, sir. And hope it's another 31 or 35, 6. I'm trying to do the math for my in-laws because they're at like 65 or something. I don't know. I mean, again, one last story, and you don't have to respond, but that's actually one reason Angie and I are together. We went to her grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary when we first met, and that was like our first kind of official trip as a couple, and we kind of credit that for why we were together. I don't know what she saw in me that weekend, but apparently it stuck, so again, we've been together ever since, so I can't really complain about that. So anyway, Larry, definitely appreciate the conversation, sir. Good to talk to you. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we'll talk again first chance we get. 4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looking for final check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Those normally means we have everybody, so I'll do one final call. I haven't missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody, and I know Patrick, KO4HKX, who checked in via mobile earlier tonight, will be calling the net tomorrow night. He's up on the schedule. I know he'd appreciate you coming by and checking in with him, filling up his logs, making sure you keep the finals up there on the mountain warm. Let me go ahead and pass my net report electronically, and then we'll secure the net. K4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all the stations that took the time to check in. Remember and try and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless.